This is Growing Native. I'm Petey Mosquiti. I recently took some time off from my pay the bills job and did some stuff around the Mosquiti homestead near the banks of the Ojolote. Always a lot of cleaning up to do around our place. I aspire to a tidy little farm. So I keep plugging away. So clean, clean, clean. I mean, I didn't do that all the time. We, or sometimes I, just, I took some side trips into the Chiricahuas or off to Bisbee. One day I treated myself to a drive along the eastern foothills of the Dragoon Mountains. I could have gone someplace pretty, like up into Cochise Stronghold, or I could have driven over to Tombstone by going up and over the Dragoons. That's a really nice drive. And I've always enjoyed stopping in the grassland just before the oak woodland to admire and say hey to a very ancient saguaro, tall with many arms and so incongruous. What are you doing out here? You are so out of place, I always say to that saguaro. For years, we just stopped and admired it from a distance as it sits a few hundred yards off the road on posted private property. But now we ignore the signs and wander over to the incongruous saguaro of the desert grassland. It's definitely dying. And it could be from old age, really. Last winter and this winter were brutal, but a 30-foot tall saguaro with six arms has been around a very long time and went through that deep freeze of 1978, of course, you know. So anyway, I didn't go visit that magnificent rascal, but opted to drive south along a dirt road that curves in and out of the hills and flats through some ranching and mining country. Old mines mean much rubble. And so I could stop the truck and get out and near crumbling rock walls and kick at old glass and rusted metal junk while admiring the vegetation. The road wound through thick stands out in the flats, thick stands of the wonderful bunch grass called Tobosa. It's in the winter, it's just to die for, all curled up and gray. Or where arroyos opened up in the flats out in that grassland and saccatone grass for as far as you could see. Then back up into rocky, limestony hills with tarbush and mariola, thickets of bromelia, thickets of little leaf sumac, and an area where desert hackberry grows, of all things. But the last two winters have hammered ancient plants there. But all those old plants are resprouting from the roots, so that's pretty cool. Oh, I did stop a lot, especially near the mining area of Cortland. I mean, there's nothing like stopping and seeing an old lavender bottle top next to a purple prickly pear, you know, for a photo op. So I took some cuttings of those prickly pear. You bet I did. One of my favorite plants was found on those rocky slopes, those rocky foothills, along with the tar bush and the creosote bush and the mariola. It's a very densely and spiny branched shrub called Condalia. That's its genus. It has a common name of Crucio. Everyone seems to just call it by its genus, Condalia. Oh, I've heard it called Mexican bluewood, too. I've heard it called snakewood. But Condalia is a good name for it. Yeah, it is. It's named after an 18th century Spanish physician named Antonio Condal. Condalia is so easy to spot it's this huge evergreen clump in a wintry landscape. And from a distance, you may mistake it for a juniper, and cabillions, I'm talking about cabillions of tiny green leaves on many branches. All of those branches are spine-tipped, like I was saying. Tiny flowers occur later on the small branches and lead to small fruit, a drupe. And if you'd like to gather fruit to germinate things in your greenhouse and grow Condalia, this particular Condalia, by the way, is Warnockii after a fellow named Warnock. But as you're gathering those little droops, you will be repeatedly saying, ouch, ouch, and ouch. As you can imagine, birds love to hang out in Condalia. It's so snug and safe, and the food ain't bad either. So an excellent plant for a personal landscape. And not too bad out there in habitat, where it always reminds me, my friends, that the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti. And this has been Growing Native.